Hello, my name is Shawnee. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I have some charges on my checking account that have shown up. There's a debit from you, and I have no idea, first of all, who you are, and second of all, what these charges might pertain to. Could you help me out with that?
Sure. So we are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So to better assist you, I would have to get into your account. May I please have your zip code?
41143.
Thank you. May I please have your first and last name?
Harold Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N.
Okay, I did locate an account for you. For security purposes, could you please verify your address?
224 Cardinal Drive, Grayson, Kentucky, 41143.
Thank you. Please allow me a brief moment to pull up your account, please. Thank you for holding. Okay, so I do see around December 11th, you placed the order for the technical bag where you paid for shipping and handling of $5.74. And I do see where it was shipped out to you.
Okay, what exactly was the merchandise?
A technical bag. Hold on,
okay,
let me pull up the link that's attached to it.
I got it. I'm already aware of it. It was a tactical bag, yes.
Okay. And your most recent charges was December 15th of $67.32.
Okay, that's what I'm confused about. Why would I be charged $67 when the shipping was only $5.74?
Okay, so are you aware of the terms and conditions upon placing that order?
Well, apparently I was definitely mistaken. That was because I was not suspecting a $67.32 charge.
Okay, so basically the technical bag was a welcoming gift from the factory direct savings store. And upon placing that order where you paid for shipping and handling, you was automatically placed inside of a trial where the terms and conditions states that you had a certain amount of days to call in and cancel before you were billed in full for that membership.
Okay, that was not made clear at all in the reference material that I read.
Yes, sir, I do understand.
Can we go ahead and cancel the subscription and just refund my money? Because I am just not interested in any subscriptions.
Okay, so I definitely can cancel out the account for you. But as far as a refund goes on that charge, those charges are valid due to the terms and conditions being under there. So I can offer you a 35% refund on that $67.32.
Well, that's better than nothing.
Okay, so allow me a brief moment to cancel out your account and get you that cancellation number also and to refund you.
Great, thank you.
No problem. One moment, please. Thank you for holding.
Mm-hmm.
So I did go ahead and cancel out this account for you. Would you like that cancellation number?
Yes, please.
All right. So that cancellation is here as in Charlie. 263.
63. Mm-hmm.
311. 953.
That's a big number.
Yes, sir. And I also went ahead and refunded you back that 35%. Also, please allow it to take up to 3 to 5 business days for it to show back on your account. Is there anything else I can help you with on today?
To take care of everything. I appreciate your time and have a good day and a Merry Christmas.
No problem. You, same to you. I would like to thank you for contacting customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.